The Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment is advocating for Vincentians to be fully vaccinated for COVID-19. Health Promotions Officer Shanika John said getting at least the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine will offer some protection.
I can say that we've had mostly over maybe 10,000, 11,000 persons fully vaccinated already, just off the top of my head, based on CN. But I know the team is working really hard, and our vaccination drives are continuing. All of our health centers and all of the shelters that are still in operation, you can get your first or second dose. And we are a people of, how to put this, once there is music, once there is a small crowd, and you know, our sunset rum, it tends to get a little bit complicated for persons. So this is why we're really advocating for persons to be fully vaccinated. And at least your first dose would give you some sort of protection.
That was Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. Regionally, the Jamaican government has started discussions with a team from Portum System LLC, a health risk mitigation and contact tracing application firm, to assist with the easy detection of people with COVID-19. A release from the Technology Ministry said the technology solution being offered will be tailored to Jamaica's needs to ensure the country reopens fully and safely. In Trinidad and Tobago, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases since the outbreak now stands at 25,272. Internationally, the White House has announced that it will be donating 6 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines to countries in South and Central America and the Caribbean, including those that have been hit hard by the pandemic, such as Brazil and Haiti. Meanwhile, UN labor experts said the economic crisis caused by the COVID-19 pandemic is expected to contribute to global unemployment of more than 200 million people next year, with women and youth workers worst hit. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.